Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide to do. God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Today is it Friday? Is it Friday? It's Feel Good Friday. Good morning, America. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How to do? Listen. I'm going to start off with a little Fantasia this morning. I'm going to start off with a little Fantasia this morning. I just feel like it's so appropriate. Come on here, ladies. Listen here. If you don't want... What? Let's start off. Okay, it's Friday. I felt like somebody needed that in their spirit today. Okay, listen, we knew Fantasia was going through when she was dropping that track one. She told them, if you don't want me, sir, then don't talk to me. That's my favorite part. I be breaking it down right there. I understand me. Because everybody been there. Quit playing. Men and women. Men and women. Listen, listen, listen. It's on this Friday. It is on this Friday. Let's bring it. Let's talk about it, shall we? We shall. Good morning. Okay, and good morning again, girl. First order of business. Oh, my God. My condolences to that man's family. Now, you know the why. I got a heart, baby. Baby, baby. I got a heart. I got a heart. I got a heart. Listen here, my condolences to that man's family. Allegedly, Kevin Samuels is gone, took him from us far too soon. My condolences to that man's family. Listen, y'all got to have a heart. No, listen, what he had to do with that man's job. Okay, all of us didn't like it. We didn't. Okay, but you know how shit is. Listen, and that comes to mind when I say that. I would like to say this. Fellas, get yourself checked out. You know, that urban fellas, men are kings, men in general, urban, light-skinned, dark-skinned, white, Caucasian, Japanese, goddamn Jamaican, okay, Belize, everybody, men, y'all need to get yourself checked out. See, because women, we go to the doctors. We don't want to. We might go late, but goddamn it, we see that motherfucker. Hey, doc, I'm here. Okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some of us be so fucked up about it. Look, I only want women doctors. Men, y'all need to do the same. If you only want men doctors, get men doctors. If you want a woman doctor, get a motherfucking woman doctor. But just get y'all a doctor's babies. Just get y'all a doctor's. Listen, health out here is killing. Health is everything. You understand me? Mental health, health, and again on health is everything. A bump on your back, a lump, your back might be hurting something. Men, y'all like to carry shit forever. You can't do that no more now. You got to go in and you got to get yourself checked out. My condolences to that family. Lord have mercy. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say God got a plan for people. Some people do things because they know shit coming. You know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? When it's going to be your day. You never know when God is going to call you home. You just don't. Ladies and gentlemen, and for my kings today, I beg of you to go get a checkup. Go make sure everything all right with you. Listen, we need y'all here. You guys are important whether y'all think so or not. You are. You are important. You do matter. You need to go check that shit out. Some of y'all is the root of our family, just like Big Mama be the root of the family. Sometimes we actually have a strong man. We need men so men can help lead our boys and make our boys turn into men. Go get yourself checked out. We need y'all here. Y'all matter. I heard a man say the other day, brought me to tears. I'm going to start crying about this shit because in my heart, I feel it was kind of serious. And it was true. So I said to myself, I said, I got to go get my baby some flowers. Now, listen here. I heard a man say one day, I don't recall who this man was, but he said, men don't get flowers. The only time men get flowers is when they dead, at their funeral. You hear me? Men don't give a... Now, I'm going to go by my son because I don't have a special man in my life right now. When God brings my king, he will receive some flowers because that was a sad thing to say. Nobody ever bought this man a flower. Never. You ain't never got no flower. I bought him some flowers before. I bought roses for my boo, you know, when he was my boo. I bought flowers and shit. He was like, men don't get flowers for real. Well, I thought I needed to buy you some flowers. Because I got flowers. I got big, beautiful roses. So I felt like, hey, you do the same at least one time. And that's sad. Get y'all men some flowers. Let them know you love them before the funeral. You understand me? Let them see how I feel, how you feel when they come up with them motherfucking roses. It might be corny. They might laugh. They might get teased by their homeboys. But guess what? Their homeboys ain't getting them flowers. And you best believe they're going to go back and tell their woman, let's start a trend, shall we? Why is it that our men only get flowers when they dead? And that's sad, ladies. We need to step our game up, especially if that's your baby and y'all been together over 5 years. You need to get them flowers. You understand me? Because sometimes, like I said, our men is the root of our family. We need y'all. We need y'all to reproduce. We need y'all so we can keep our families big. We need y'all to keep the, you know what I'm saying, to keep the man shit going out here. You know, you guys are important. You're valuable. Okay, I had to say this today because I just felt like, you know, that was a big loss. We suffered a loss. That no matter what y'all want to say about that man, that was a talented man we lost. You understand me? That was a talented man that God sent home, you know, and I don't care. He kept us talking, huh? He kept us talking. He kept it buzzing. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give props. See, let me tell y'all something. I said I wouldn't have never sat with him, but I would have. Because, see, let me tell y'all something. You got to sit with motherfuckers who know how to generate money, who know how to generate a buzz, who know how to get a rise out of people. And that man, no matter what the fuck we said about him, knew how to get a rise out of his people. He knew how to get a rise out of us. He knew what was going to make us come to his ass, and what we did. We came to his ass. You understand me? Period, point blank, period. Whether you wanted to admit it or not, that's what we did, uh-huh. That's what we did. You understand me? So, men, let's just start taking care of ourselves, baby. We got to start taking care, because we're going to need y'all. It's going to be a big fight in a minute, and we're going to need our men, you know. Well, why you say that? The why? Why you say it's going to be something? Because let me tell you something here. Let me tell y'all something here. Topic number two. Okay, hello. It's Friday. Feel good Friday. So I'm feeling good to share this information with you. What in the fuck is going on? So y'all trying to take away women's rights. They trying to take away women's rights. They trying to tell us that we can't have abortions. That's them southern countries starting that bullshit, trying to bring some type of racist shit back. Listen, if they take the abortion shit from us in a minute, they ain't gonna want y'all to vote. I'm telling y'all, women rise. Let's start fighting right now. Don't be letting them get away with taking away our motherfucking rights. What if we get raped? They want y'all to keep a rape baby in y'all. What kind of fucked up, sick, twisted ass shit is that? Okay, they want y'all to keep a baby in you that you don't want. They want you to keep a baby in you that was forced to put in you. Okay, really, really. That's going to make women die and babies die, because you really think that we're going to sit up for 1 minute and keep something in us that we don't want in us. What you guys are forcing them to do, okay, is move out of your fucking city, because you ain't going to have no money. Y'all city going to be broke, full of poverty. It's already poverty. You really going to be poverty then, because the people are going to move into a state where they can have abortions. And then number three, okay, 4, 5, and 6, if I need be, you going to start them backyard motherfucking abortions up again, huh? Okay, it's in the swamps, in the back with the hangers in the gap. You gonna start all that shit back up? Because we getting those babies out, whether you want us to or not. It's our decision, and we gonna keep that and act like that as it such as it may. Period. You are not gonna be able to take our decisions. Listen, y'all, once they take that right, they gonna come for more rights. You got to be careful with these Republicans. It's the Republicans in the house. See, remind you, before Trump left, he filled that house with them motherfucking ruthless ass, goddamn, allegedly, Republicans. So they finna try to do any kind of fucked up shit to us that they can. We must not let them get away with that. Why should we? Listen, I'm telling you, if y'all let them take away y'all rights for an abortion, they gonna tell y'all can't vote next. I'm gonna tell you what God love. Listen, tell the truth and shame the devil. Stop him. You know that's what they gonna do. I know it. You know it. This, I'm just passionate about us. I love us, y'all. I love us. I really do. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Okay. Listen, I appreciate y'all. Today is appreciation day. I would like to say I appreciate y'all. From the old to the new, I love you. I appreciate y'all for everything y'all done for me. I appreciate y'all having my back, especially my old players that's been here from the beginning. You understand me? Listen, why did I choose to do podcasts? Let's talk about it. I needed to talk to you. I needed to heal. I needed for you to know our issues of today. I wanted to know who was going to be the voice here for us. Who is at least going to be able to say something? I say, God, I pray every day. Help me find a way. And he did. So the reason why I do this podcast, shit, I do this podcast for y'all. We need to have a voice. Shit, even if it's mine. You understand me? It's your girl, the why. And why not? Because we can. I'm telling you, I know that y'all could be anywhere else, but y'all choose to be here with me. I love you. You know, we've been hanging for a minute. You understand me? I know how hard it is out there. We scraped from the mud. You know what I'm saying? We coming up. Yes, we are. God loves us. You feel me? Only you can see the vision, the dream, you know. And I always say, listen, if you can see her, you can what? You can be her. Don't let nobody take away what you've been working so hard for. Your haters are forever going to be your haters, like Cat Williams said. Shit, you ain't shit till you get your haters. Go out there and accumulate 55 motherfucking more. You understand me? Be careful on the internet, y'all. Let me tell y'all, true story. I should be pissed off right now. Okay, I should be pissed off, mad, probably crying, broken down and everything else. But I'm going on and walking in faith. I hit a button last night with this internet. Motherfuckers took $99.99. They took $100 out of my goddamn account. Quick as shit. I didn't even know what happened. And can't get the money back. I got to go all the way to the bank, y'all. Be careful what you do on the internet. Just don't, when shit pop up, don't hit the button. The shit just popped up. I hit the button and $99 came out my motherfucking account. But how was my account hooked up to the internet if I didn't do it? That's another thing. You got to watch. You got to watch what you allow these people to do on your phone, because they'll do a lot of shit. Now, somebody done put my account up there. I know I didn't. Because they pulled that shit right out of my account in 2.3 seconds. Not even two. 1.5. 1.25. I'm upset. That's half on my rent. You damn right that. I don't give a fuck if I exaggerate. Shut up. $100 to say it's out. God damn it. This is how you, the way you want to look at it. It's gone, ain't it? Okay, don't start with me. Y'all always, that's why I love y'all too. That's why I started this podcast, because we get along. You know what I'm saying? We talk, we laugh, we kiki, we fight. Okay, I tell y'all, when I done did some dumb shit, that was some dumb shit, y'all. Be careful. See, when I tell y'all to be careful, 9 times out of 10, I done dealt with that shit. You know, senior citizens, please, y'all need to please, don't. Just go right to the goddamn bank right now and get y'all money out. Because I know y'all done did it like 5-6 times over and wonder why you got $200, $300 missing out your account. You hit the goddamn button just like I did on accident. Go right up to them banks and get that shit reversed. We sure finna try it out. I'll let y'all know how that go, you know, when I get down to that bank. Here, ladies. I want y'all to hear this. This is my other cut. This right here. Come on. My life. Mary J, you know that.
Only what you make it.
Hey.
When you're feeling down, you should never fake it. Say what's on your mind, and you'll find in time that all the negative energy, it will all cease. And you'll be peace with yourself.
It's our turn, y'all. It's our turn.
You won't really need no one else, except for the man of love. Time, baby, don't you rush a thing. Don't you know? I know we all are struggling. I know it is hard, but we will get by. And if you don't believe in me, just believe in him. He'll give you peace of mind. Yes, he will. And you will see the sunshine. For real. Yes, you will.
And you'll get to free your mind. And things will turn out fine.
Oh, I know that things will turn out fine. Yes, they would.
If you looked at my life and see what I see.
what you're gonna do.
Baby, let the blood sing what I say.
Good morning, baby. It's Feel Good Friday with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Yes, baby. Really, focus. Ladies and gentlemen, just focus. Health is everything. My kings, I'm going to get back to that, because y'all so hard-headed. You won't go to the doctor. You will keep the problem hurting on you for years. Ladies, it's our jobs to take care of our men now. For real, because they not thinking. The little bittiest thing can cost us our lives now if we don't go get it taken care of in time. Really, ladies, let's stand up. Okay, don't be so weak in the knees. Let's stand up. We cannot afford to let them tell us we cannot have abortions. I'm telling you, the minute they take away our body rights, they're going to take away our voting rights. Common sense, ladies, we got to stand up. We just cannot let them do anything they want to do. You understand me? We can't. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you anything. You can't tell grown adults anything. I'm merely suggesting. And you know, and listen here, I'm going to tell you what God loves. Listen now, we done talked about quite a few things, you know, and 9 times out of 10, when we said that shit, what? That shit happened. Quit playing with them. We got to tell them that they cannot run our lives. Y'all already got stuff. You run enough shit. Now you want to run our bodies? That's not fair. I'm telling you, once they take away our bodies, they're going to take away our speech. Then what's next? All right, listen, it's summertime coming up. It's summertime coming up, ladies. Listen, I love you, ladies and men. All right, let's stay conscious. Let's have that common sense going on, shall we? All right, what you mean, the why? You always nagging and blah, blah, blah. I love y'all. Of course I'm going to nag you, because y'all feel like because it's summertime, you can lose your goddamn mind, okay? And what I mean about that, I mean taking trips by yourself and not telling folks where you're going to be. I'm grown. I don't give a damn about you grown. We need to know where you at. We need to know where you going. Matter of fact, why is you going somewhere by yourself in a strange city where you ain't got no family or nobody to, you know, say, well, she was here last. Oh, I seen her here. We got to go on the videotapes. Remember, let me tell y'all something, people, my family, my company, my squad, my family, because I love y'all so much. Listen, ain't nothing worse for a parent or a daughter or a son have to go down to that police department and have to track their mama or their daddy or their auntie or their son or their daughter, their last whereabouts. And then you see it on TV. It feels so unreal, but you know that's your baby. You see what I'm saying? That is a heart. That rips your soul out. Y'all don't do that to y'all parents this summer. Let's just use a little common sense. Drop the address where you're at. Let us know when you get there, baby. Let people know that you are there. If you insist on going by yourself, make a mark. Let people be like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing, you know, Mrs. such and such. Oh, just a beautiful, bubbly lady. She went, you know, such and such, and she was with a gentleman friend. You know, stop and tell anybody, the clerk there, somebody, this is my gentleman friend. What's your name? Show them your ID. Sometimes you got to be accountable for you. Just because it's summertime, ladies and gentlemen, that does not mean lose our goddamn minds, okay? Keep y'all antennas on. And what I mean by antennas, okay, me and my family, we had this joke. We joke about every motherfucking thing. When they say antennas, that means your mind, okay? So keep your mind on. Keep them antennas up. You understand me? Keep that common sense on full blow. Okay, because like I said, ain't nothing worse than a family member going down to the police station and have to identify their mama or their brother or their sister or a little cousin or somebody. That's heart-wrenching. We don't want that this summer. We want you guys, you know me, I'm the why, baby. I want you to have a good time. I want you to go out there. I want you to enjoy yourself, create memories. All right, listen, if you're going with your family, here's another couple safety tips. Watch your surroundings. Don't tell everybody everything. See, when you go on them little tours and you going out of town, you might be going and you rented you a little villa or something. Yeah, and they got these men or these handymen or men on deck or whatever, your tour guide. Or don't be so friendly to tell everybody your business. Okay, let me tell you why. Because, see, they may not be living like you and everybody hungry. All right. And people are willing to take that risk these days. So you got to watch out for you and your family. Don't tell everybody everything. If you is a doctor, don't run around telling everybody you a goddamn doctor. That ain't their business. You understand me? Oh, me and my family going on a vacation. That's all they need to know. Especially if they get asked the questions like, oh, this is really nice. How can you afford this? Or, oh, this is really none of your business. You know, you don't share any of your business. Don't give anybody a second thought of trying to hurt you and your family over some change. Times have gotten too hard. If y'all have been watching the news, in LA, allegedly, our crime spree has went up double, triple, all right? Uh-huh. In this month alone, and the month just started from last year. Our shit is going up because we're getting hungry. You guys are not doing anything. We ain't got no programs that's really helping us. You know what I'm saying? Folks is two steps off the streets. We getting hungry. Shit's starting to happen. That's why I say, know where you're going before you get there. Know your surroundings. Go do some research. Get your receipts. Okay? If you're going to take your family somewhere, know where the hell you're going before you get there. For real. I'm sorry. That's the way you got to be. Sometime when you go into these cities, make sure you have family member. They could be your guides. You know what I mean? Because you know, certain people, they see certain things, they think you got certain things, and then they ready to take those things from you. Shit, all you had to do is ask, we've been a gay, the fake shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? But some people don't know that, you know. Right. So you just got to be careful. You're surrounded as ladies when we're, you know, at the grocery store, Walmart, Target, all those big places. Look around, especially if you're by yourself. Look around. Don't stop and help nobody. You can't help nobody. You by yourself. You got to get home and help your goddamn family. Don't play a goddamn Susie Sausage Head. You can't help no motherfucking body. Not in these days and ages no more. Okay, that help shit could be a setup. You understand me? Go home and do some motherfucking help with your family. Really? Yeah. No. Keep on going. Walking, screaming, hollering, and every motherfucking thing you got to do to draw attention to you sometime to get motherfucking people off you. Because let me tell you, times is hard. People is hungry. I keep saying that. I hope. You know what I'm saying? I just pray that y'all are like, okay, the why might be right. I'm just telling you. Especially where you go. Now, listen. What would you say if I told you in the future your help would depend on where you live and your skin color? Did y'all see that special by Oprah? Allegedly. Did y'all see that special by Oprah? Oh, yeah. In the future, you know what I'm saying? The way you live and your skin color could determine how quick or fast if help comes for you. Say you need an emergency. Say you live in that red zone or wherever they starting to put on in the future. You stay in that red zone. They may not even come. If that red zone is majority of brown, allegedly, shit, you may not even get the help you need. We're going to talk about that. Oh, yeah, shit is really about to get real. They're nervous. They're really, really nervous, okay? Because they are starting to feel like they're not the minority anymore. You understand me? We talked about this, fam. We talked about this. What? Probably about a year ago. We talked about why they feel like that they're not being a minority no more because, you know, they were too busy doing a whole lot of different things that we didn't do. Opium and all kind of new shit came out. Then, you know, their favorite was the cocaine. You know, yeah. It was a lot of overdoses. It was. Man. I'm telling you, do your research, though, y'all. Do your research, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly to anything I said today, you know, because I don't have time for, you know, the extras. Today is Feel Good Friday. Oh, what's wrong? Okay, again, go get the thing. Go get your Pepto-Bismol. And it's right in there. Let's get that ready for you because that's about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My grandbaby, she comes in every morning. Oh, every morning. Every morning. We don't skip a beat, baby. Every morning there's an issue. Oh, you look so cute in your seashell dress. All right. Today is Feel Good Friday, and today is a very good Friday for you, little mama. You're going to go to school, which I call it work. You got to go to work. You got to get your lesson, okay? What is you doing? You got to get your lesson and go your butt to sleep. I mean, well, you can't go to sleep, go to work. You got to get your lesson, and you got to go to your class and tell your teacher you love her, and everything's going to be cool. Go get your Pepto-Bismol. And the reason why your stomach hurt is because you ate what yesterday? Too much fast food. What did you eat? What was the last thing you ate?
I don't know what I ate.
Oh, you know what you ate. That's right there is a flat, cold motherfucking lie. You know what you ate. Because
no,
I know what
I
you
didn't.
Ate. Okay, what you ate? Let's backtrack on everything you ate. See, that's the grandbaby. She ate a whole lot. Uh-oh, your mama done told her.
Wendy's.
Yeah, that's too much. You mixed up too much fast food, folks. What we say about fast food? Fast food hurt and you cannot mix it. You're not even supposed to have. What?
Oh, my God.
Who? Pac?
Yeah.
Okay, so no more human food for him.
Everywhere.
It's time for you to take him to a doctor now. No more. It's human food for him. All right, it's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out. Apparently, we have a family emergency in the corner, and we got to go get it together. I love y'all. Thanks for rocking with me. All right? Happy Feel Good Friday. All right? We got a lot of issues we're going to talk about. We really do.
Okay. And it's all right here, too.
Okay, well, that ain't nothing. Boy, y'all be just exaggerating. Oh, my God. You know what? This generation, that y'all exaggerated, so I can't say that. My God, had me thinking something. Listen, I love y'all. Be careful of your surroundings. Watch everything you do. Blow your nose. Here she comes. She blowing her nose. She sneezed. Watch your surroundings. Watch everything you do. Senior citizens, no going out past nighttime, please. Please, they waiting on you. They waiting on you, all right? It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love. I'm out.